So what this is Trump purposely sabotaging the American military, purposely handing the reins over to China and Russia. That's why China and Russia are issuing lukewarm responses, saying, oh, please stop the fighting. No, they don't want that. The deal is to deplete the U.S. war-making capability. That's what Trump's doing on behalf of the Jew. The Jew will come out ahead over in the Middle East, maybe. You know, they may get some edge, okay? They may do enough destruction in Iran so that they can deplete more of the U.S. military over the years. All of our weapons are going to go to Israel. Everything is about Israel. Jew, 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 Jew. That's all it is. And the deal is that Netanyahu made another deal with China saying, we're going to deplete the U.S. Hegemonic power so long as you, China, transfer that power to us. And we, Jews, will be the center of the West. It'll be, Jerusalem will be the capital of the West after the fall of the U.S. That's what this is about. This is about Trump handing over hegemony to the Jew for the Western world only. The Jews realize that they can't control China, contrary to what people suggest that they control China. They do not. Right? But they can make a deal with China, and this is what they did. So this is the Jewish sabotage of the U.S., formerly great U.S. hegemonic global power. That's over now, and it's going to be Jewish power, and it's going to be Jerusalem. So as the center. And so the West is not safe. It's not safe. They're going to send drones to kill out whoever they want. Asia is the only safe place now.